We've talked about it here from time to time, and maybe this is a good story to remind you of this concept, at least that I think is important. The voter is the boss. Whether you're the voter for the White House, Congress, State House, Town Hall, or local Board of Education, you are the boss. And what does a good boss do? You kind of hope to keep an eye on the employees to make sure that they're doing their job as they are required to. Yet, with the exception of the White House, Congress in Washington, and maybe even the State House, the voter, the boss, doesn't always keep their eye on what's happening right in their backyard, literally and figuratively. Case in point, in Vernon Township, New Jersey, seems to be a bit of an outrage over the change in principals at Vernon Township High School. The individual who was the current principal has gone on to another job, and the local Board of Education appointed someone by the name of Pauline Anderson, who was a middle school principal, to be the high school's new principal next term. A group of students who favored the appointment of the high school's current assistant principal, Nancy Lopresti, staged a walkout this past week. The mechanics of all this, the board's appointment of Anderson earlier this month was done at the recommendation of the school superintendent, Arthur D. Benedetto, and came with an 8-1 vote with all the board members, except the board president, voting to approve the appointment. Now, prior to that vote to appoint Anderson, there was a 9-member advisory committee, included three board members, several of the school employees, and 2 members of the public that was put together by the board to provide input into the selection process for the principal. That committee voted as well, an informal straw poll, get a consensus of the committee, 6-2 in favor of offering the position to Vice Principal Lopresti. Didn't turn out that way. People are unhappy. Why are these people unhappy? Because among the least attended public hearings for public information and public input, Board of Education and school board meetings rank among the lowest attended until after something happens. Keep that in mind and keep your eye on the employees.